ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। ओ माय लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण सन ऑफ वसुदेव, ओ ऑल प्रवेडिंग पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ऑब्सेंसेज अन टू यू। आई मेडिटेट अपॉन लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण बिकॉज ही इज द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universe. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause behind him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representation of water seen in fire. Are land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universe temporarily manifested by the reaction of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusion representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth and purport. I will read few paragraph. Yesterday we finished the fourth paragraph and this probably fifth one. The chief engineer of a complicated construction does not personally take part in the construction, but he knows every nook and corner because everything is done under his direction. He knows everything about the construction, both directly and indirectly. Similarly, the personality of Godhead, who is the supreme engineer of this cosmic creation, knows every nook and corner, although affairs are being carried out by demigods. beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, no one is independent in this material creation. The hand of the Lord is seen everywhere. All material elements as well as spiritual sparks emanates from him only, and whatever is created in this material world is but the interaction of two energy, the material and spiritual, which emanates from the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. A chemist can manufacture water in the chemical laboratory by mixing hydrogen and oxygen, but in reality the living entity works in the laboratory under the direction of the Supreme Lord, and the materials with which he works are also supplied by the Lord. The Lord knows everything directly and indirectly, and he is cognizant of all minute details, and he is fully independent. He is compared to a mine of gold, and the cosmic creation is so many different forms. Creation in so many different forms are compared to the object made from the gold, such as gold rings, necklace and so on. The gold rings and the gold necklace are qualitatively one with the gold in the mine, but quantitatively the gold in the mine is different. Therefore, the absolute truth is simultaneously one and different. Nothing is absolute. Nothing is absolutely equal with the absolute truth, but at the same time, nothing is independent of the absolute truth. Conditioned soul beginning from Brahma, who engineers the entire universe down to the insignificant, and are all creating, but none of them are independent of the Supreme Lord. The materialist wrongly thinks that there is no creator other than his own self. This is called Maya or illusion. because of his poor fund of knowledge, the materialist can't see beyond the purview of his imperfect senses, and thus he thinks that he thinks that matter automatically takes its own shape without the aid of a superior intelligence. This is refuted in this sloka by Srila Vyasadeva. Since the complete whole or the absolute truth is the source of everything, nothing can be independent of the body of the absolute truth. Whatever happens to the body quickly becomes known to the embodied. Similarly, the creation is the body of the absolute whole. Therefore, absolute knows everything directly and indirectly that happens in the creation. So this verse starts with Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is a specious invocation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedavyas starts with the invocation that is called Mangalacharan. Vedavyas invoking auspiciousness, or you can say mercy of Lord Krishna, by offering offerings unto lotus feet of Krishna, and same time he is meditating unto him, upon him. Vedavyasa desperately praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he has taken such a serious an important job of compiling and presenting Srimad Bhagavatam. Previously he has done, we know Vedavyasa wanted to do good to people in general. For that goal, he presented all the Vedic literature in written form. All the Vedas, Vedic literature, the compiled by Vedavyasji, and he presented it. But while presenting other Vedic literature, all other Puranas, 17 other Puranas, Mahabharata, Upanishad, and even Brahma Sutra, which is considered to be the essence of all Vedic literature, while presenting those literature, Vedavyasadeva did a very serious mistake. He has done for that, so much so that he was chastised for that reason by his own spiritual master. What was the wrong in his presentation? He did not give proper and enough importance for transcendental topics, especially Bhakti Yoga. it is not that he has neglected bhakti yoga at all, but something was there missing. In his presentation, he compiled other Puranas, 17 Puranas before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, great epic Mahabharata. But he did not give proper and enough importance for Bhakti Yoga. So this mistake he has done. So this time he again praying the Lord, trying to invoke auspiciousness or the mercy of Lord Krishna so that he can present Srimad Bhagavatam in a nice way. You know about Bhagavatam, history of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is great literature, very sublime literature. Of course, it is ripened fruit of all Vedic literature. All the Vedic literature is compared from the tree, the desire tree, Kalpa Vriksha. So Kalpa Vriksha, it is very important, no doubt, itself it is, because it is a desire tree, such a sublime thing existing in this creation. Every limb, limbs, branch and some branch trunk is very important of a desire tree. But we can understand the importance of the fruit of the desire tree. So Vedic literature is compared as a desire tree, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that tree. It is a very important one. So Srimad Bhagavatam is glorious in all respects. Like we consider, first thing about author, writer of this book, who has compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled by the Vedavyas Dev, who is literary incarnation of Krishna. Incarnation of Krishna, literary incarnation of Krishna, Vedavyas Dev. So when we think about author, so this literature is very great because it is compiled by a very great personality, literary incarnation of Krishna. And not only, and when before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedavyas Dev purify himself, sanctify himself by trance and meditation. He took a severe austerity to purify himself. He entered in the trance in samadhi. When he got maturity in spiritual understanding, then he started to compile Srimad Bhagavatam, not before. Before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, he purified himself. So we can understand when we, in the respect that who is, has compiled this literature, Vedavyas Dev, the literary incarnation of Krishna. And also when he was completely, he got maturity, he was completely matured in spiritual realization. He has purified himself by samadhi, by trance. So when we think about Vedic Srimad Bhagavatam, who is author? Vedavyas Ji is compiler, author of this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. And subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is, when we think in term of the subject matter, contents of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, content of Srimad Bhagavatam, subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is pure, unalloyed devotional service, spontaneous affection for Krishna, and same time spiritual topics like describing the transcendental pastime of Lord Krishna. So subject matter, when we think in term of the subject matter, contents of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very much sublime. And also when we talk about place where it was compiled. So Vedvyasji compiled Srimad Bhagavatam in Badrikashram. You know, place wise. The dham where Nar Narayan, Bhagavan resides there. Very nice atmosphere. The Vedvyasdev ashram is known by the name Samya Pras ashram. Vedvyasji ashram here he resides. The name of the ashram is Samya Pras ashram. And it is situated right on the eastern bank of Saraswati river. Celestial river, pure river. Not only that river, but there nearby there is a confluence of Alaknanda and Saraswati next to the ashram. Spiritual, transcendental place, divine place. So place wise Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled in Badrikashram, which is the place of Nar Narayan Bhagavan. Nar Narayan once Lord incarnated him, Lord in manifested himself, incarnated himself as a twin brothers. One were Nar and Narayan. Both were Bhagavan. both were Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one time Krishna decided to incarnate himself as a twin brothers. So place wise, the Srimad Bhagavatam is sublime, great. And about when we think about speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, who is speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam? Original speaker is Sukadeva Goswami. Of course, Suta Goswami also spoke. So when we think in the term of a speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, such a high, completely 100% self-realized person, Sukadeva Goswami, transcendentalist. And again, Suta Goswami also, highly elevated personality. And when we think about audience of Srimad Bhagavatam, who listens Srimad Bhagavatam, at least first public recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam was done by Sukadeva Goswami for Parikshit. The audience or listener was Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was very sublime, great. We know the fortune of Parikshit Maharaj. Before taking birth, when he was merely in the womb of his mother, at that time, before taking birth, he was fortunate enough to see Krishna face to face. Before taking birth, so great devotee of Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj, and talk about his relation, he was the grandson of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir, such a nice personality, devotee of Krishna, Yudhishthir Maharaj, and he was grandson of Yudhishthir Maharaj, Parikshit. So in every respect, Srimad Bhagavatam is great literature. And Sukadeva and Vedvyasji, he has taken this very serious and important responsibility of compiling Srimad Bhagavatam. For that reason, in this verse, in this invocation of speciousness, or specious invocation, he desperately praying to Lord so that he can present Srimad Bhagavatam in a nice way. He should not repeat the mistake he has done already while presenting Srimad other literature. So, and then he starts with Namo Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We know in all Vedic literature and especially in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, this proposition is accepted and proved that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. This is theme of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. In every pages, Vedavyasa compiled Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way that we can understand that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Ete chans kalah punsah Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan. So here, Vedavyas, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Vasudev. Vasudev means son, divine son of Vasudev. Like a son of Pandu, they are called Pandavas. As son of Pritha, Kunti, the Parth, or son of Kunti, Kaunteya, so similarly, son of Vasudev is Vasudev. Om Namo Bhagavate, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavate. And which Bhagavate? That Bhagavan who is the son of Vasudev. Krishna is, Vedavyas, they are trying to establish this fact, reality, that son of Vasudev, or son of Nanda Maharaj, or son of Mother Yashoda, is the supreme personality of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then while invoking auspiciousness in this verse, Vedavyasa says, Satyam Param Dhimahi. I meditate upon Krishna, who is Param Satyam. Satyam Param, absolute reality, Param Satyam. Aapko, Satya is also one name of Krishna, Satya. In Garbha Stuti, in one verse when demigods, one time, all the demigods, when Krishna was in the womb of Mother Devaki, she was in the prison house of Kamsa. When she was pregnant, Krishna was within the womb of Mother Devaki. One time all the demigods assembled, they came there in front of Devaki and they offered obeisances, prayers, Garbha Stuti. In that prayer, they have, in one verse, the Satya appears 9 times. This is in one verse. This is about Krishna. The one name of Krishna is Satya, or he is absolute reality. So here Vedavyasaji, I meditate upon the Param Satya, absolute truth, Dhimahi. Dhimahi in this left one plural. Offering options, we are offering options as Sisya, because Sukadeva goes, Vedavyasa is offering options, but their disciples are also together. So, this fact and other Janma Desya Tonvayadi Tarata, while Sukadeva, Vedavyasa was invoking auspiciousness, he was praying for the mercy of Lord, so that he can successfully compile and present Srimad Bhagavatam for the public in general. And between, while describing, Sukadeva Goswami describes the characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That symptom is called characteristic, some characteristic. Swarup Lakshan, some personal characteristic of Krishna, and there are some तटस्थ लक्षण मार्जिनल करेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ कृष्ण. सो जन्मादस्योन्वयादितरत कृष्ण हैज क्रिएटेड दिस जन्म आदि जन्म क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड टुवर्ड्स द डिस्ट्रक्शन एवरीथिंग्स हैपन ड्यू टू द कृष्ण द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड. सो कृष्ण इज क्रिएटर. ही कृष्ण क्रिएट्स दिस होल कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन. ही कंट्रोल्स द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस एंड ही इज ऑल्सो ही कंट्रोल्स एंड टुवर्ड्स द एंड ही इनहिलेट्स एवरीथिंग. तो सम करेक्टरिस्टिक दे आर ऑलवेज एग्जिस्टिंग. श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद जी की, श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की. तो स्वरूप लक्षण विच एग्जिस्ट ऑलवेज इन द पर्सनालिटी इन कृष्ण एंड समथिंग बाय हिज एक्टिविटीज वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट इज कॉल्ड तटस्थ लक्षण. तो दिस इज जन्मादस्य कृष्ण क्रिएट्स कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन. कृष्ण मेंटेन्स दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन. सेम टाइम कृष्ण कंट्रोल्स दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन एंड टुवर्ड्स ही इनहेलेट्स एवरीथिंग. दिस सिम्टम द करेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ कृष्ण आर एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज डिस्क्राइब एंड दिस इज मार्जिनल करेक्टरिस्टिक एंड स्वरूप करेक्टरिस्टिक दैट इज कॉल ऑलवेज एग्जिस्टिंग इन देम. द सत्यम परम धीमहि कृष्ण हैज ए फॉर्म ट्रांसडेंटल फॉर्म वेरी अट्रैक्टिव फॉर्म वेरी अट्रैक्टिव वेरी कैप्टिवेटिंग ट्रांसडेंटल फॉर्म दैट इज फुल ऑफ इटर्निटी ब्लिस एंड नॉलेज. तो सच्चिदानंद विग्रह दैट करेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ कृष्ण दैट इज स्वरूप द पर्सनल करेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ कृष्ण. तो इन दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स वेदव्यास जी डिस्क्राइबिंग द कृष्ण पर्सनल करेक्टरिस्टिक्स एज वेल एज कृष्ण मार्जिनल करेक्टरिस्टिक एंड देन टू डेज वी वर्स द पैराग्राफ इन दैट प्रभुपाद टॉक्स अबाउट अभिज्ञ एंड स्वराट वन करेक्टरिस्टिक विच इज ऑल्सो द स्वरूप करेक्टरिस्टिक्स आर पर्सनल करेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ कृष्ण दैट ही नोज एवरीथिंग अबाउट दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन अभिज्ञ डायरेक्टली एंड इनडायरेक्टली. कृष्ण इज कॉग्निजेंट. ही नोज एवरीथिंग व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इन दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन अभिज्ञ एंड सेम टाइम ही स्वराट स्वराट कंप्लीटली फुली इंडिपेंडेंट. ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिरादि गोविंद सर्व कारण कारण. ही इज द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेज बट नो वन इज कॉज ऑफ हिम कंप्लीटली इंडिपेंडेंट. ही नोज एवरीथिंग व्हाट इज हैपनिंग लाइक इफ एनीथिंग हैपेंस इन आवर बॉडी द सोल आत्मा जीवात्मा इज कॉग्निजेंट. ही नोज ही अवेयर विथ द द सिमिलर द होल कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन होल क्रिएशन इट इज ऑल्सो द बॉडी ऑफ कृष्ण. सो व्हाट एवर हैपनिंग इन दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन आर इन ए स्पिरिचुअल मैनिफेस्टेशन कृष्ण नोज एवरीथिंग. दैट इज रीजन वाइज ही इन दिस वर्स काल स्वराट अभिज्ञ फुली कॉग्निजेंट. ही नोज एवरीथिंग. Every nook and corner is known by Krishna. So he is the cause of everything. And also in this description, the all material elements as well as all spiritual sparks, the living entity, emanates from him only. And whatever is created in the material world is but the interaction of two energies, the material and spiritual. Whatever changes as material existence created, this made in different type of shape and different type of shape, that is due to interaction of these two energy, the material energy and spiritual energy. Spiritual energy, jivatma or soul, is the part and parcel of Krishna. Sometimes jivatma, jiva is called marginal potency, but actually jiva belongs to internal potency of Krishna. So this matter, dull matter is there, and jiva, living entity. So by the interaction of these two energy, material energy as well as spiritual energy, jiva, that it takes place. Whatever here creation we see in the term of many things, that is due to the interaction between material energy, matter, dull matter, and spirit, soul, jiva, atma. So, here in this verse, basically, Vedavyasji is invoking speciousness or mercy of Krishna so that he can nicely, perfectly compile, he can present Srimad Bhagavatam in a nice way. There should not be any tinge of mistake. So for that reason, this verse is the invocation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, and he is trying to invoke the auspiciousness or the mercy of Krishna. First, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, the Son of, Divine Son of Vasudeva, our Divine Son of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba is also, he was also Vasu. Among that, there are many Vasu, the chief one, head one was Drona. And in his previous life, Nanda Baba was a Drona, Vasu. That reason why one name of Nanda Baba is also Vasudev. Here, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Divine Son of Nanda Baba, or Divine Son of Mother Yashoda. Om Namo Bhagavate, and he is Supreme Personality, Bhagavate, Bhagavan, who is full of all opulences. Of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described that Madhurya Bhagavatasa, sweetness is Krishna, sweetness is Madhurya, is the essence of his Bhagavata, his Godhead. He is a God, Bhagavan, essence of his the Godhood is word, like childhood, like Godhood is word is there in English, Bhagavata. Like with childhood, child and childhood, the God and Godhood, the essence of Godhood, being God, is the madhurya, sweetness. The Krishna maintains such a captivating, attractive, handsome body, form. Absolute reality has a very attractive, all attractive, handsome, very beautiful, transcendental body, form, which is full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Satchidananda Vigraha. So I offer, Vedavyas is talking, I offer my respectful offerings unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has very nice, very handsome, very attractive, very captivating form, body, which is full of Sat, Chit and Ananda. That transcendental form of Krishna, beautiful form of Krishna is full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Sachidananda Vigraha. So I offer offerings unto him and I meditate upon that transcendental form. Satyam Param Dhimahi. This is like, in brief, this verse is invocation of speciousness by offering offerings and by meditating. And same time, while invoking speciousness, Vedavyasji describes the Swarup Lakshan or personal characteristics, characteristic of Krishna and same time Tatast Lakshan or marginal characteristics of Krishna. Swarup Lakshan, personal characteristics, it always be within Krishna. It doesn't go out. But marginal characteristic, it is not always present in his person. Like creation, sometimes Krishna does creation and sometimes doesn't. So creation, he talks about creation, the one symptom, characteristic of Krishna, that he creates cosmic manifestation. Then this characteristic is described as marginal. Sometimes it is with Krishna and sometimes not with Krishna. When Krishna is performing cow herding pastime in Vrindavan, he doesn't involve himself in creation. So, in briefly, Vedavyasa trying to invoke speciousness, trying to invoke the mercy of Krishna by offering offerings in the lotus feet of Krishna and meditating of the transcendental form, Sachidananda form of Krishna. And between, he talks about the symptom, characteristic of Krishna, marginal characteristics and personal characteristics. Satyam Param Dhimahi, they are the personal characteristic or Swarup Lakshan of Krishna. So I think I should stop here. You have any question or comment, please?